When you think about it, celebrating a new beginning through music can take different forms. You might want a dignified sound that honors those who sacrificed time, talents, and resources to achieve something that was previously only a dream. And when that dream results in something tangible, something you can experience as a new reality, another aspect of celebration enters the scene: exhilaration. This cantata was written by J.S. Bach for the celebration of a new pipe organ, and it also launched something else, a collaboration that would last decades and result in some of the finest musical instruments ever created. Bach's cantata number 194 is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, and welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCreath. Music in Bach's time held an incredibly important role in people's lives, maybe even more so than in our own day. And for the small village of Sturmtal in Germany, about 9 miles south of Leipzig, the new Zacharias Hildebrandt organ, installed in 1723, in the newly renovated local church, meant an expansion of music as a regular part of the villagers' lives. The dedication of the instrument was a community celebration, and Bach's Cantata 194, Höchsterwünschtes Freudenfest, or Most Highly Desired Festival of Joy, provided part of the soundtrack for that day. It's a piece that's coming up on this program, and you'll find a translation of it at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you can also hear this program and others on demand and learn much more about Bach. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. That November day in 1723 also marked a new beginning for Zacharias Hildebrandt himself. He was a young man, just starting out in the craft and business of organ building, and he had apprenticed with one of the best, Gottfried Silbermann. The organ he constructed for the church in Sturmtal was the first of over a dozen he built in Germany, and it's a relatively modest instrument with only one manual and 14 stops. And here's how it sounds. Performing a fantasy and fugue, both in C major, by Bach, this is William Porter at the Hildebrandt organ in Sturmtal here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. A Fantasy and a Fugue by Bach, both in C major, and performed by William Porter at the Zacharias Hildebrandt Instrument in Sturmtal, Germany. This first instrument by Hildebrandt was built in 1723, and for its dedication, J.S. Bach traveled from Leipzig to inspect and play it. It seems certain that Bach gave a solo performance on the instrument, but what he played has been lost to history. What we do know is that he also wrote a celebratory sacred cantata for the occasion, basing it on a secular work he had written earlier. Höchst erwünschtes Freudenfest, or Most Highly Desired Festival of Joy, is a large-scale piece in two parts, and given its generally festive tone of praise to the divine, Bach also used the piece several times over the following years in celebrations of Trinity Sunday in Leipzig. What's really intriguing about the piece is the way the movements mirror the kind of dance pieces you'd find in an orchestral suite. It opens in the style of a French overture with a dignified first section, that transitions to a faster middle part, the bass soloist sings a movement in the form of a gentle, lilting pastoral. And the soprano aria that follows is constructed in the spirited dual pulse model of a gavotte. A chorale brings part one of the cantata to a close, after which the audience in Sturmtal would have heard a pastor's sermon. And as part two begins, Bach picks up with those dance forms again, first with the triple time feel of a gigue, and perhaps most symbolically of all, a duet between the soprano and bass soloists that expresses the blessing of God upon the house, or sanctuary, an image that would have had resonance not only for the consecration of that church, but also on Trinity Sunday, all expressed through a graceful minuet. It's tempting to think that with all of those different dance forms and Bach's own propensity for recasting his own music, we might be hearing echoes of a lost fifth orchestral suite. It's possible, but while there's no hard evidence for that idea, we can at least be certain that this piece represents the continued interplay in Bach's own mind between sacred and secular music. Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's cantata number 194, Höchst erwünschtes Freudenfest, or Most Highly Desired Festival of Joy, in a performance with soprano soloist Yukari Nonashita, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Jochen Kupfer. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
wirklich großer Gott, ach, wende dich zu uns, zu dem erwählten Geschlechte und zum Gebete deiner Knechte. Ach, lass vor dich durch ein inbrünstig Singen der Lippen Opfer bringen. Wir weihen unsere Brust dir offenbar zum Dankaltar. Du, den kein Haus, kein Tempel fasst, da du kein Ziel noch Grenzen hast, lass dir dies Haus gefällig sein. Es sei dein Angesicht ein wahrer Gnadenstuhl, ein Freudenlicht.
Yeah. Herzes erhoben zu Gottes ihren Reich, von dannen ihr auf dich, du heilige Wohnung zieht, und ein gereinigt Herz zu sich von dieser eitlen Erde zieht. Ein Stand, so billig sie dich heißt, man schaut hier Vater, Sohn und Geist. Wohlan, ihr Gott erfüllte Seelen, ihr werdet nun das beste Teil erwählen, die Welt kann euch kein Labsal geben. Ihr könnt in Gott allein Vergnügen und selig leben. Gegenwart allein. Des höchsten Gegenwart allein kann unsere Freude, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein. Des höchsten Gegenwart allein kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, kann unsere vergehe Welt, Welt, vergehe Welt mit deiner Pracht. In Gott ist was uns glücklich macht. In Gott ist was uns glücklich macht. Vergehe Welt mit deiner Pracht. In Gott ist was uns glücklich macht. In Gott ist was uns glücklich macht. Vergehe Welt mit deiner Pracht, in Gott ist was uns glücklich macht, in Gott ist was uns glücklich macht. Des höchsten Gegenwart allein. Des höchsten Gegenwart allein kann unsere Freude, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein. Des höchsten Gegenwart allein kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, kann unsere Freude Ursprung sein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, des höchsten Gegenwart allein, kann unsere Freude
ein Mensch zu Gott im Himmel steigen.
Der Glaube kann dem Schöpfer zu ihm neigen.
Er ist oft ein zu schwaches Band.
Gott führet selbst und stärkt des Glaubens Hand.
Aber wenn des Fleisches Schwachheit wollte weichen,
des höchsten Kraft wird mächtig Schild in Schwachen,
die Welt wird sie verlachen.
Wie Gottes Wort besitzt, verachtet solchen Spott.
Was wird ihr außer diesen Frieden?
Ihr einziger Wunsch, der
Gott ist unsichtbar und entfernt.
Wohl uns, dass unser Glaube lernt, in größten Zeiten Gott zu schauen.
Ihr Leibel, die Gefahren
des höchsten Huld befürchtet, ihr verlangt, denn ihr erbaut den
Welt und Stern
durch Heilung.
Und singt,
rette dich zur heil'gen Lust. Gott wohnt nicht nur in einer jeden Brust. Baut sich hier ein Haus. Wohlan, so rüstet euch mit Geist und Gaben aus, dass ihm sowohl dein Herz als auch dies Haus gefalle.
When this piece was performed for the first time, it was in the village of Sturmtal, just south of Leipzig. J.S. Bach had traveled there with the choir from St. Thomas Church, and his own wife, Anna Magdalena, sang the soprano solos in the piece. This performance of the cantata No. 194, Höchst erwünschtes Freudenfest, or Most Highly Desired Festival of Joy, was given by Bach Collegium Japan with soprano soloist Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Jochen Kupfer, all conducted by Masaaki Suzuki. And let's return to that small church in Germany with the modestly beautiful, small Zacharias Hildebrandt organ that so impressed Bach himself. Once again, this is William Porter with two of Bach's chorale preludes, The Holy Christ is Risen and Who Only Lets Dear God Rule, here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Recorded on the Hildebrandt instrument in Sturmthal, Germany, William Porter was the organist in two chorale preludes by Bach, including The Holy Christ is Risen and Who Only Lets Dear God Rule. Remember, you can hear this program again and much more at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.